This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
You know, the really strange thing is that he didn't want to do it. He really didn't. Even though John the Baptist had told him he was wrong, John had insulted him, John had told him he couldn't have his brother's wife. Remember Matthew chapter 14, verse 4, Mark chapter 6, verse 17 through 28? Even though all that John had told him, all that he said to him, Herod still didn't want to do it. But he finally did. Now, do you remember those sayings that your parents used to tell you, like, if all your friends jumped off a cliff, or maybe it was a bridge, would you? I don't hear that anymore, but I'm old, so maybe it's still out there. But I remember hearing that as a kid. I remember probably saying the same thing to my child. It seems like that's what everybody was concerned about. Our kids giving in to peer pressure, dealing with that peer pressure to have others like them, to conform to what others were doing. But this situation, he wasn't a kid, and it wasn't a cliff. It was because of peer pressure, though. In this situation, a man died. But let's step back into the scene. Now, you'll recall in Matthew chapter 14 and Mark chapter 6, that John told King Herod it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother's wife, Herodias. I'm sure you know this account as well as I do. But you remember probably in this situation, it put Herodias standing in jeopardy. I mean, she was doing really well. She was going from one brother to the next. And here comes this man that so many people respect, a man that the crowds said was a holy man. This man, John the Baptizer, tells her husband he's no right to be with her. So what does she do? A woman who was unsuccessful killing John in the first place, Mark chapter 6, verse 19. A man her husband enjoys talking with, verse 20. What does she do? She sets her husband up and has her daughter dance for her husband and his guests at a party. Now, the daughter arouses King Herod to the point that he offers the girl, basically anything she wants, never thinking that it would be the life of a man. And being the dutiful young daughter, pressured by her mother, the girl immediately went in a hurry to the king and asked for the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Exactly what her mother told her to say. But again, Herod didn't want to. Verse 26 of chapter 6 of Mark and Matthew chapter 14, verse 9, both report that the king was exceedingly sorry for his oath's sake. But John lost his head anyway. But we always blame the girl. We blame the dancing. It was a sinful situation for sure. Everyone knows that. Even those who refuse to acknowledge the sin of dancing, in this situation, everyone agrees that dancing made Herod forget himself. That's true. And that's undeniable. But it still did not have to happen. Herod was a grown man. Herod could have said, no, he could have refused the girl's request. He could have said, no, let's just go ahead and ask for anything else, something else. And by the way, he had to have known where that idea of having John beheaded came from. And he knew it was wrong. He didn't want to. God, the Holy Spirit, gives us, this little peek into Herod's mind at that moment. And the Holy Spirit tells us that he was very sorry, exceedingly sorrowful, it says. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway because of his oaths and because of the dinner guest. He was unwilling to refuse her. In other words, because a grown man didn't want to be embarrassed, because a grown man didn't want to lose face to a bunch of people at his party, a man lost his life. Now, I understand John was destined to die. John knew that too. He had a purpose. He had fulfilled that purpose. He said he must decrease so Christ could increase, John chapter 3, verse 30. I get that. But the truth remains. John lost his life because Herod didn't want to be embarrassed. And our truth remains. Some of us are still at a party. Some of us are still unwilling to say no to sin. Some of us are still unwilling to jump off a cliff or a bridge, or willing to jump off a cliff or a bridge eternally because of dinner guests. You know, Paul got it. He understood the situation that we encounter. That's why Paul said, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 11. And it is for this that we will take a look around us and we will stop jumping off cliffs. It is for this that I bow my knees today.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.